Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Why do I need counsel? What in me requires the help of others? Isn't the Word of God sufficient to rely on for help and advice? Can't I, by prayer and study, come to a conclusion in a matter without consulting others? Why do I have to seek the advice of men? The answer lies in the basic nature of my heart. Being a sinner, my heart is not to be trusted, for it will lie to me. The Word of God tells us that we were born with a lying heart. I did not come to that conclusion through discovery. Rather, I had to be told by God. The heart will tell you what you want to hear to satisfy your real motive for desiring to do a certain thing or carry out a certain purpose. Wisdom says, "No doubt the trouble is with me." Selfish pride limits our ability to seek the help of others. The proud and selfish man thinks himself above advice and counsel. Therefore, his purposes will meet with disappointment. So a poor understanding of our nature blinds us to our tendency toward error. "I can do it myself," we quip. Or we may retort, "It will be just me and the Lord." However, this scripture tells us that is not the just Lord's job alone, for the Creator has designed us to exchange wisdom to enrich one another. God has help for you through His people, the wise, as they are referred to several times in Proverbs 15. We are to try to make our knowledge and wisdom useful to others, and we are to benefit from others' wisdom as well. We are to use the helps that God has provided, and we are to judge the validity of those helps by His Word. Do you shy away from the helps that God provides and instead pray and seemingly get no answer? The answer may be sitting next to you. God tells us in this proverb that purposes are established by counsel. God does not expect you to be a loner in this world. He designed you to ask for help and guidance. You, as a Christian, are a part of a body. Just as the hand helps the foot, you are to seek help from others. He has given counselors, and He expects that they be used. Do you have a problem that does not appear to have an answer? Have you consulted with many counselors? Proverbs 20:18 declares every purpose is established by counsel. In my former line of work, I depended upon many counselors to accomplish a purpose. If my purpose was to build a building for a particular use, how was I to go about it? Did I just sit and pray about it? Did I search the scriptures to gain insight as to what the appearance of the building should be and how it should be put together? Depending upon the purpose, perhaps, but not indefinitely. Should I have sat at a drafting table and started drawing till the plans for the building arose on the paper? Could I complete the task by myself, or would my purpose be disappointed? I could have been proud and self-centered and not have consulted others who could have helped. My attitude made all the difference. Because of my fallibility, I needed help in my venture, and in this case, I needed a multitude of counselors. Could these counselors be just anyone? Well, in the building business, there are codes and building standards by which to judge. They provide counsel by providing certain industry standards. They are restricted to industry and government standards and designs within acceptable boundaries. So I tested their counsel against the accepted industry standards. If their counsel passed the test, the building would be built in the right manner with established purposes. In matters of life, our standard is the Great Counselor. Isaiah calls Him Counselor, the Mighty God. The New Testament calls Him Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Ultimately, all counsel is to be judged by the Word of God. Some important questions are in order. Is the counsel in conformance with the principles of the Bible? Does the counselor operate within the framework of the scriptures? Can you rely upon the counsel that you receive? Just receiving counsel does not guarantee that your purpose will be established. You must be watchful that the counsel is within God's order of things. Be careful of the pride of relying on yourself alone, lest the course that you take leads to disappointment and possible disgrace. The humble soul acknowledges God in all his ways and engages the wisdom of others alongside the scriptures. This is the prudent and safe course.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.